proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Many Christians have a great love and interest in the Holy Land. Visiting Israel is considered a trip of a lifetime, walking where Jesus walked. But probably the greatest highlight of this trip is seeing the city of Jerusalem. This holy city is the eternal capital of Israel and is precious to millions of people around the world. For the Jewish people, Jerusalem is the focal point and desire of their hearts. And even if the Jew is not in Jerusalem, Jerusalem is always in him. Walking in the old city in particular is a fascinating experience. One could spend weeks in this special place and still not see all the rich layers of history and culture that Jerusalem has to offer. So come with me now to an impressive sight just inside Jaffa Gate on the western side of the old city. Before you is the Tower of David Museum. The museum was opened in 1989 and showcases the rich history of Jerusalem. But you may be wondering how it got its name. To find out, let's trace a little history of this place. The Tower of David, also known as David's Citadel, actually has nothing to do with King David. This was a monumental palace built by the Hasmoneans, with Herod the Great expanding it during his rule. After the Jewish revolt in 70 AD, the tower was used as barracks for the Roman soldiers. Later, the Byzantines occupied it and thought the Great Tower was built by none other than King David himself, hence the name today. In the 7th century, it was taken by the Muslims, who added fortifications. During the Crusades, it became a fortress and palace under Baldwin II. The Crusaders were eventually removed and replaced by the Mamluks and followed by the Ottoman Turks. It was during this time that Suleiman the Magnificent built the walls that you see today. During the Ottoman era, the tower served as a garrison for Turkish troops. In the 17th century, a minaret was built on the site, which led Christian pilgrims with the impression that this was the Tower of David. So ironically, a Muslim minaret became the symbol of a Jewish city. Nearing the close of World War I, Jerusalem saw the control by the Turkish Empire give way to the British. On December 11, 1917, General Edmund Allenby entered the old city of Jerusalem on foot right here at Jaffa Gate. It was on the platform where we enter the museum where he stood ushering in the British Mandate of Palestine. With Israel declaring statehood in 1948, the Jordanians took control of the Tower of David and the old city until the Six-Day War in 1967 when Jerusalem was reunified. But let's go back to the time of Herod and the Second Temple. Herod built three towers, here with the names Hippicus, Faziel, and Mariamne. Faziel is the only tower remaining. Now come with me as we ascend to the top of this Herodian tower, and from here we can get an amazing 360-degree view of Jerusalem. We can see the Dome of the Rock, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Mount of Olives in the distance. Amazingly, the site of the old city is about 1 square kilometer. So many important events in the world history happen right here. Let's discuss perhaps, though, the most significant of those events, the trial of Jesus. It is traditionally believed that the trial of Jesus was near the Antonia Fortress on the eastern side of the old city near Lion's Gate. This is the beginning of the Via Dolorosa. However, recent research has pointed to this spot, the Tower of David, as a place of Jesus' trial. This was the palace of Herod the Great. Josephus Flavius and other historians mention that Pontius Pilate stayed here when he was in Jerusalem. If so, this would give a unique perspective on the life of Jesus. It was at Herod's palace where the wise men asked, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews?" Over 30 years later, Jesus stood before Herod Antipas and Pilate at this spot. And here Pilate said, "Are you the king of the Jews?" The world found the answer. I don't know about you, but I love how the story of the Bible is woven together. The Tower of David was built for war, but one day it will be a place of everlasting peace. The Messiah will bring true shalom, true peace to Jerusalem, and will finally live up to its name, the City of Peace. Now I want to thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And now as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.